When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain.
And I don't want this thing.
Venmo Brian, first of all, welcome. Thank you for joining. You always do a great job down there. My narrative, Brian, is that, you know, Zion may be less of a perfect fit for the 2019 NBA, then Ja Morant, then RJ Barrett. Am I crazy, Venmo Brian, to think that? You know, because I think he's going to have to, as a 6'6 kind of locomotive, he's still going to have to develop the outside part of his game, whereas Ja Morant and RJ Barrett, I think their skills are very translatable to, you know, the NBA that you watch and enjoy. What do you think, Venmo B?
He definitely needs to work on his shooting, but I don't think RJ Barrett's a good shooter. He's better than Zion, but...
Right, but wasn't RJ Barrett supposed, he was like hyped as a great shooter, but then just wound up only shooting like in the low 30s at Duke in his one season. A lot of people think he's gonna, you know, in the NBA with NBA spacing and things of that nature, that he'll be much better.
He's gonna bang down low. He's like 285, so.
But he's 6'6". Yeah, is he, yeah. You really think he's gonna own the paint against, like, you know, NBA men?
Not own it, but he has like a 40-inch vertical. I think he'll be all right.
All right, fair enough. I just think that some of these old men that know how to bang, you know, Zion's like 6'6", whatever it is, like 265, whatever. Mark Gasol, you know, is 7 foot, you know, 280. Is he really going to, like, he's not going to overpower Mark Gasol. You know what I mean, Brian?
He's going to try to jump over everybody.
And that's the thing. I don't know if it's going to work either. Like, we've seen this before, Brian, you know, in your kind of recent experience. I'll use the example of Blake Griffin. Brian, you know, Blake Griffin in college was overpowering everybody. Highlight dunks, we all know about this. And he was even bigger. Blake Griffin is a legitimate four in the league. Blake Griffin is like 6'9". And even then, in his first few years, he tried to do that with some success. But as you know, Brian, he developed an outside game over time. And that's really led to Blake Griffin's kind of renaissance. You know what I mean? Like, do you see the same kind of path? Even LeBron had to develop an outside game on some level. And we all know LeBron is, you know, the specimen to end all specimens. But doesn't Zion have to do that same thing that we've seen out of Blake Griffin, that we've seen out of LeBron James?
I think he'll get there. He's only 19. So over time, all he right. should develop an outside shot. I hope
all
he
right,
does.
Fair enough. And let me ask you this, Venmo, because you know a lot about the college game and stuff like that. I put this poll question up. I like what New Orleans did with Zion and Jackson Hayes. They get the kid out of Virginia Tech as well. Atlanta with DeAndre Hunter and Cam Reddish, adding to their young core, Trey Young, John Collins. Boston getting Romeo Langford and Grant Williams and Carson Edwards, who's Joe's guy. How would you answer the poll question, Brian? Who do you think, like, really, whether it's quantity or quality, who really added to their young core? Who are you excited to see how these young pieces that got drafted, who do you think added to their accelerated their development, Brian?
I like the Hawks and the Celtics. I think they both made good picks, and obviously the Pelicans, Zion.
Yeah, I mean, the Pelicans get Zion, right? Of course. But talk to me about Atlanta. How do you think Hunter and Reddish fit in with Trey Young already and John Collins and the like?
Cam Reddish was a top three recruit coming to college. He just got drowned out by Zion and RJ Barrett, so I think that was a steal when they got him.
Yep, and then DeAndre Hunter, we know he will help defensively as well, kind of a two-way player for them. Absolutely. The last thing I want to ask you, bro, because you're a young guy, okay? And by the way, we got our man Niffin on the line. We'll get to Niffin for sure next in our next segment. Niffin also was in the building last night at the Barclays Center, so we'll ask him about some of the environment that was there. But, Brian, I got to ask you, what's up with this fashion? bro. I mean, Zion in the cream, RJ Barrett in the pink with the little Canada flag on the inseam. You're a young guy. Do you like where you like what this is going? You know, how they're showing up and showing out there, and Ja Morant with his little purple pinstripes. What do you think there? Who won the fashion game, Brian?
I liked Garland.
Really?
Yeah, but I think
what was he?
He had like a Jedi, like white. I don't even know what it was.
All right, but you liked it. You don't know what it was, but you liked it.
Bowl with a spider web.
That's what I was gonna...
And then last he drops all the way. That's a bad look.
Exactly.
Looking dumb.
Talking last. Yesterday about Bol Bol, you know, the 7'2" guy out of Oregon, the son of Manute Bol. He was hurt a little bit. A lot of people thought he was going to be a top 10 pick, Brian. He falls all the way to number 44 with the Denver Nuggets. It looks like he may back up Nikola Jokic, adding to that. But you're absolutely right, Brian. He was wearing what? It was like a spider web kind of like on his lapel, right, Brian? You thought that was funky? You like that one?
Yeah, I want to know why he dropped, though. Maybe it's his age, because his dad, they're saying his dad was in the NBA and he was like 48. They didn't know his age.
I think it's all injury concerns with these kind of guys. You know, they already have injury concerns. It's tough for these big lanky guys to stay healthy. Thanks, Venbo B.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain.
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar bills, y'all.
All right, welcome back. It is the 8 o'clock hour here of Make It Rain as we slide on into a weekend. It's the first day of summer, by the way, today as well. I think that makes this actually the longest day of the year. So go on and get outside, okay? Be excited. Hit some golf balls around. Run around. Do something. Keep yourself happy. Keep yourself fresh and excited. We got a poll question up. I want to let everybody know if you want to participate in Make It Rain, okay, with all of our degenerate and sports investors out there. We're asking you which team got the biggest haul of young talent from last night's NBA draft. You know about New Orleans getting Zion, but also flipping picks, turning it into Jackson Hayes and others. Atlanta getting two picks in the top 10, moving up to 4 to get DeAndre Hunter, getting Cam Reddish, the kind of third wheel from Duke as well. I like what Boston did, you know, Romeo Langford. You know, Grant Williams, they even get Carson Edwards, really trying to stock that up as they probably lose Kyrie Irving and Al Horford. Phoenix, listen, with Cam Johnson, Ty Jerome as well. Right now, 51% of you say New Orleans, obviously, with Zion moving the needle there. I want to let you guys know, we're going to be talking a lot of soccer, a lot of UFC in our NBA draft prop bets, but I want to give you guys a Major League Baseball play. Yesterday, Joe and I told you how much we loved Walker Buehler for the Los Angeles Dodgers, okay? I got to tell you something. Walker Buehler's on the hill tonight against the Colorado Rockies. In Buehler's last 22 innings pitched, his last three outings, 22 innings, one earned run he's given up over that time, lowering his ERA from 4.03 all the way down to 3.06. And in those 22 innings, he's struck out 26 guys. You know, that's more than a strikeout per inning. His whip has gone down under one as well. He's facing Germán Márquez of the Colorado Rockies tonight, okay? And Márquez has sort of had an inverse development. He started the season real hot, signed an extension in his last three starts and 17 innings pitched. He's given up 19 runs. Okay, all right. His ERA is pulled over a run up to 5.7. They're playing in Chavez Ravine tonight, and I'll even play the run behind. If you want, in the Dodgers tonight to stay hot. Okay, I'll play the run and a half, get it at a plus number. I like the Dodgers tonight. We're gonna have Cross Michelle of Two Sports Investors. Fuck these when we come back and make the rain.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix, with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Here it goes. Let the beat drop here on Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Game Martinez in the lead chair today, and for our Rain Man, Joe Ranieri, as we make it rain here on a Friday. You know, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. We've been breaking down the NBA draft, the show, had a little bit of time to talk Major League Baseball with Craig Fish. Hear him every weekend, every weekday on this very network, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I believe, Bavona, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe he's 1-2 on our fair network here, Craig Mish?
12-2, sir.
12-2. All right, we're giving him even more time to let you guys know what you need, mostly in fantasy baseball. He's a great guy. I've been holding it down, welcoming him to the fraternity. It's ironic, though, that he hasn't heard from Bob from Vermont yet, though, Bavona. That honestly surprised me. I mean, like,
Niffin, he's not heard from, yes.
Okay, but not Bob. And we had Niffin earlier on the show also, who was in the building. So that's what's up. We're waiting on our guy Charles Michel to join us in a couple of minutes. But as we do that, let's start to take a look here at the Women's World Cup, okay? The round of 16 has been set. We know our girls, the United States, they are facing Spain on Monday at noon. They're going to face Spain. And the thing is, remember, what we've been hearing this entire time is that, they may wind up seeing France in the quarterfinals, right? And the way the brackets are set, the winner of the United States group, which turns out to be the USA, in the second round matchup would face the winner of Group A, which is, in fact, France. So, but both of those teams still have to win a game in order to get there, okay? The U.S. versus Spain. France will take on Brazil. And I got to tell you something. This Brazil team is no joke. Obviously, when you think, you know, when you think soccer and Brazil, they go hand in hand. Yes, France is a minus 240 favorite. Okay, but Brazil has one of the best players in the world, Marta, who missed, I think, Brazil's first game in which they lost, right? I believe they lost their first game or was disappointing in their showing. And then as Marta has come back for their next few games in the group stage, they have done much better. So that is no gimme although obviously France is a minus 240 favorite and Brazil is at plus 600. We got some other big kind of lines in this next round, specifically Germany and England, okay? England is minus 850. That is the biggest favorite in this next round. You know, Cameroon, their opponent, at plus 1,800. And then Germany is a big favorite, okay? Germany right now is laying minus 600 against Nigeria at plus 1,300. So it looks like there's not necessarily any love for the African nations. One other point that I want to make here is, remember, when we bet soccer, it is a three-way usual. Right? There is the draw as well. But I want to make sure people understand, because now in the knockout stage, you're like, wait a second, there's no such thing as a draw. But that's not the way they lay these numbers, okay? Let me be real specific here and explain this to us before we get Charles Michel on the line. We're working to get him right now. Remember, he is across the pond. So with the time difference, sometimes, you know, there's issues connecting, but we'll be all right. Usually you have both teams to win and the draw. Okay. Now, in these knockout stages, if they're tied after the 90 and the extra time, they go to an extra 30 minutes, okay, of like extra time. And then they go to the shootout. So when you're betting the draw in the knockout stage or the tie, it really means that they will be tied at the end of their 90 minutes. So remember that. We do, in fact, have Charles Michel right now from Two Sports Investors. He's been with us the last few times talking about the Women's World Cup. And we bring in Charles right now. How you doing, Charles?
Fine. Yourself, Dane?
Doing well, doing well. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us. Now that the knockout stage has been set, the brackets have been set, there's no more, you know, there's no more Thailand's or Argentina's of the world or South Korea's that are out there for us to make sense of. The spreads have gotten a little bit different. Here's what I want to ask you. I think Brazil, because they're getting they've gotten Marta back, is getting better. I think Norway in the group stage, it looked like they lost their big striker who got hurt. Are there any teams that you want to kind of identify that are definitely like getting better from the group stage? So we need to consider that they may be a better team moving forward. And are there other teams that may be looking worse that they since the group phase? Norway with an injury.
Oh, absolutely. I took the words out of my mouth. Brazil would be a number one team. If you've watched this France side play, the objective is to get better. And in fact, I think they've gotten worse. Everyone is scared of them. The U.S. facing them in the quarters, I think that would be a pretty easy match for the U.S. So Brazil definitely jumps off. I think they're a great dark horse play against this France side. England has got progressively better. They had a couple of stumbling blocks, but the last one was pretty good. Australia stepped up after that first heartbreak match against Italy. They have just exceeded their limitations. So Germany has excelled. So those are some of the teams that I have seen that have really caught my eye going forward that I think that are going to do pretty well in this knockout stage, in the Europe versus the world knockout stage.
Yeah, right. It does look like it's Europe versus the world. So let me zone in on one of these matchups there, Charles. You say you think France has looked like they've underperformed, whereas Brazil is rounding into form, getting Marta back. I look at this, though, and I still see France at minus 270, Brazil at plus 700 to advance at 700. Are they five underdogs?
Yeah, I was shocked to see that number that large, especially the way France has been playing. I mean, definitely think Brazil is worth a shot there. I mean, just off their experience alone and having Marta on their side, you know, that's invaluable, especially if it gets to extra time and it gets to penalties.
That's really penalty.
I mean, we're going to see extra time at some point in this knockout stage. It's coming, especially when you get to a match like Sweden, Canada, Italy, China, Netherlands, Japan. Those are three that really jump out that I think we have a great chance of seeing stoppage time or penalties. That's where those lines are at two.
Yeah, and so those are the draws, right, Charles? Because in a game, even in the knockout stage, you can still bet the draw, and that means it'll go to extra time. It'll go past the 90 minutes. So there's a couple of ones that you like that maybe can do that. You talk about Sweden, Canada, right? Plus 210 for the draw. Italy, China, plus 230 for the draw. Netherlands, Japan, plus 260 for the draw or extra time in this stage. And you think those are interesting bets that could go 120 minutes, huh?
Oh, yeah. Those are teams that are very good defensively. They'll keep their shape on the back end. There'll be limited chances on goal. So I definitely think that it could go to the 90-plus extra time, and we'll definitely see penalties at some point. It always happens.
All right. Interesting. Let me ask you this. When the World Cup started, Charles, it looked like France and the U.S. were, in essence, co-favorites, right? They were both around, like, plus 275. To your point, France maybe has underperformed. They're now definitively the second choice. The United States women have moved to plus 175, really as the favorites. Who's stopping these U.S. women? Anybody, Charles?
I mean, you always have to look at Germany. They jump out as a team that could definitely give them a run for their money. Potentially maybe England on a good day. That's really the only ones I'm really saying. I have nothing for France at this point. They have let me down the last two matches. I was like, this, you cannot come out on your own home soil and score three goals and then only get one goal last time against Nigeria, not even from the run of play. You had to get it from the spot. And that was in the dying stages of the match. That cannot happen. I mean, like I before mentioned, the objective is to get better, not get worse. So
yeah, fair enough. All right, Charles. Yeah, I think, we only got a minute, like half a minute left, but it sounds like you like some extra time games in this knockout stage. You like Brazil as a live dog, and it looks like you're staring at a U.S. Germany final because they're both on the opposite sides of the bracket, right, Charles?
I could definitely see that, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that Germany and England have the easiest path to the quarterfinals, if you look
semis.
At this thing. But, definitely I do think, unless Australia shocks, gets through there, they're a sleeper because of
their front. All right, we got to run, Charles, but as the tournament goes along, we'll start to get you, of course. We'll bet those dogs and those extra time for now. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us, Charles. We'll have you back next week,
problem.
For sure.
Thank you, Dane.
Thanks, Charles. We got more. Thank you, Dane. Thanks.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Bring it!
Make it rain.
I'm happy for Utah. I love their coach. I love the style, the play, and their defensive-minded teams that lacked a little bit of scoring, but Donovan Mitchell is going to be a beast, and now he's got Mike Conley with him, and that's a pretty potent punch there. So kudos to Utah, but of course, that means the draft. We already know Ja Morant is heading to Memphis at that particular point now with the number 2 pick.
Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Welcome back. Make it rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's your boy Dane Martinez, Speed's the Spitting Statistician. Remember, we got a poll question up. If you want to get down with us and make your voice heard, every vote counts. We are asking people, which team got the biggest haul of young talent in last night's draft? A lot of people know about Zion, Jackson Hayes going to New Orleans. What about what the Hawks did? You know, maneuvering a little bit, getting DeAndre Hunter and Cam Reddish. Boston with a couple of picks that we like, Grant Williams, Romeo Langford, and Carson Edwards, who's Joe's guy. Phoenix doing some work as well. Right now, over half of you, though, say that it is the New Orleans Pelicans building with that young core. Remember, Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, they have already with a Drew Holiday. They had Zion as a forward and Jackson Hayes. That's going to be a young athletic team for a long time to come. Lonzo throwing alley-oops to Zion and Jackson Hayes. But I digress, because not only are these young teams building their core, but last night was an opportunity for you to build your bankroll as well. So we look back on that with our guy, Jay, the Sports Keg CEO, who joins us like he does on some Fridays. Jay, how you doing, brother man?
Danny, what's going on, my friend? Good to be with you.
Absolutely. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes for us. So I got to ask you this, okay? I was on this ACC prop yesterday, how many ACC players would go in the top 10. And, you know, it's great that Phoenix decided to get Cameron Johnson out of North Carolina and be a surprise, but they did it at number 11. Why didn't they stay in the top 10 and draft their guy in the top 10? They went getting Culver instead. I saw the total at 5.5 for ACC players, and by my count, it winds up at 5, 3 from Duke. You get Kobe White from Carolina, and then obviously DeAndre Hunter from Virginia. So I missed out on that prop. You know, I thought that we might have gotten a Cameron Johnson. To be honest, I thought we were going to get a Nassir Little, you know, as well. So how'd that prop work out for you, and what were some of the other big props that you saw last night, Jay?
Yeah, I figured Little would go around 11, so I figured that, you know, you were going to be close with that prop either way. But I just honed in on one guy last night on the show, last night on TechCast. I was on Rui Hachimura gets drafted before Brandon Clark, which was a winner. Ooh. He went 9. I mean, they set that total at 13.5, man. There were not 14 players better in this draft than Hachimura. So he goes before Clark. Clark gets drafted to the Thunder at 21. And then I matched bet. That was the match bet. Then I took Brandon Clark gets drafted at 14 or higher, which cashed. And then I had Hachimura under 11.5 at plus 150 that cashed. So it ended up being
all of these Gonzaga Bulldogs today.
Yeah, man. I just honed in on one guy and I pounded it. The biggest loser was the people that bet on Taco Fall to get drafted. He opened up as an underdog, right? He closes as a minus 220 favorite. He doesn't make the board. Right, but that's betting, though. You know, the public chases the steam and gets crushed. That's what happens.
Yeah, we saw a couple of people fall. Kevin Porter fell, Nassir Little fell, Bol Bol, who I just like saying out loud, Jay, Bol Bol, falls all the way to 44 with the Denver Nuggets. But you're right. Taco doesn't even get drafted at all. Some of my Syracuse guys that were on the board didn't get drafted at all either. Let me ask you this, you know, and this is not necessarily a play, for example, but just your insight. I'm on the narrative, Jay, that I think John Moran and RJ Barrett are both better suited to the 2019 NBA than, say, a Zion Williamson. Like, I think RJ Barrett's going to score 20 in year one. I think John Moran is perfect for the NBA. I think Zion at 6'6 is not going to be able to just physically dominate guys like he did in college. He's going to have to, like Blake Griffin, like LeBron James, develop an outside game, because in my opinion, he ain't steamrolling Paul Millsap, Draymond Green, Mark Gasol, or Boogie Cousins. You know what I'm saying, Jay? What do you think Zion profiles like in the NBA?
I've been saying it for a year, man. Like, it's all nice to get your highlights on these college kids, but right. What do you, like, he's not dunking over counts. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like,
he's not dominating right. Cousins in the paint.
That's what I'm saying. When Griffin's, like, dunking over Kias in the slam dunk contest, the kid's 6'10". LeBron's, like, close to, what is he, 6'9"? 6'10"?
Like,
I don't know what he is, man.
Zion's 6'6"?
He's got a weird... Yeah, he's got a weird body frame. Those thighs are really thick already. Like, it would not surprise me in 3 years if he's, like, closer to, like, looking like Oliver Miller back in the day.
Right.
I love John Morant.
He's won,
my
like,
favorite
Clarence
player.
Witherspoon, right?
yeah. Morant's my favorite player in the draft.
Like Larry Johnson also was a great athlete, but then had the back issues and stuff like that. So, yeah, the range of outcomes, there's definitely things in that range, Jay, that don't play out so well. Would you be on things like an RJ Barrett or a John Morant over a Zion on, like, a rookie of the year or some, like, head-to-head kind of props that might come out?
Well, I'm a diehard Knicks fan, and I was very happy with getting RJ Barrett at three. Yeah. I think John Morant was the best player in the draft. I love the kid. I think it worked out so well to get Mike Conley out of there at the end of his career and bring in Moran. I think RJ Barrett could be special, man. I think he's got to work on his long range jump shot, but it would not surprise me if he was the second best player to come out of this draft in the long run. I'm very happy with what the Knicks did taking him at three.
Hey, I'm a Knicks fan as well. Spike Lee was happy as well. Remember, Jay, RJ was the number one prospect going into this year. He seems
right.
like he wants.
Yep.
He seems like the moment is not too big for him. It seems like he's got that dog in the fight that we want. And I'm excited for what RJ, Knox, Mitchell Robinson, Dennis Smith can do. Honestly, Jay, I would sign Kevin Durant and nothing else. I'd let Kevin Durant try to build a culture with these kids and then go out and sign another max guy next year. But I digress, Jay. We'll talk about the Knicks for a while. But we bring you on because I know there's a UFC fight. All right, that we got to talk about. UFC Fight Night 154. I look at the co-main event, right, where you got, what, Rob Font going on. He's an underdog. Talk to me about this fight. I know sometimes you give me dogs that we like. Are we playing the chalk, or do we like some dogs this weekend?
Well, it's a rematch from 3 years ago. Whitaker fought Font in 2016. He wins by unanimous decision. Now, they're going to go at it again. Now, Whitaker's 12-4 in the UFC, right? The only fighters that have really given him an issue was TJ, Pettis, and Dotson, even though he beat Dotson. And he's 5'3". He's got bricks in his hands, man. He hits like a middleweight. He loves to brawl. He's got an iron chin. His striking is legit, and his power is absurd. Now, if I had a knock on Whitaker, it would probably be his footwork and his movement. He doesn't cut angles. He isn't fluid around the cage, but his pressure and his power make up for it. Now, like, the problem in this fight is that I haven't seen enough growth from Rob Font over the last 3 years to make me think the fight ends differently. Font's a solid striker. He's got good technique, but it's basic. You know, he doesn't have much more than a solid jab, a right hand, a front kick, and a step knee. He does them well, but that's about it. He loses the fight again because he can't handle the pressure. And Lineker's going to pressure him in spades. But my biggest problem with Font is his issue with adversity in the cage. some fighters wake up like Tony Ferguson when they get hurt, but Font will look like an accordion, you know, and he's going to get hurt. So the way I approach this fight, I bet it three ways, right? I laid the number with Lineker. I got it at minus 200 when the line dropped.
I see a minus 220 right now, but yeah.
Yeah, minus 220. Second way I bet the fight was I bet Lineker by TKO at plus 300 for a unit. Mm-hmm. And I bet Lineker by decision at plus 140 for a unit and a half. He wins either way, you pick up a unit and a half, right? The third way I bet the fight was a two-fight parlay. I took Lineker on the money line, and I took Ashley Yoder and Kondo. The fight goes the distance. So I parlayed those two together.
I see. The Yonder-Kondo fight, they're both at like minus 115, so that seems to be a straight-up fight. You think that one goes the distance, and that gets you little bit of extra juice packaging it with the Lineker. And it sounds like when you're talking about Font, it sounds like he's got a limited arsenal, and unlike some other guys, he does not like it, doesn't get inspired by the taste of his own blood, huh, Jay?
No, man. When he gets hurt, he gets scared, you know? And
yeah.
Lineker had – I watched their first fight about five times. And when I was writing the breakdown for Odds Market, and he almost got finished three times in that fight. He got saved by the bell at the end of the third. So good value on Lineker by TKO at plus 300. The only other fight right now I would be comfortable giving you is probably Anderson Dos Santos. I got him at plus 115. He's about minus 110 right now, but I think
he gets
the job done against Andre Ewell. And the rest, my friend, I'm going to be watching fight tape all night to get ready for the fight cast tomorrow. So,
all right, sounds good. And how can we find the fight cast? How can we find the fight cast, Jay? I know it. I've checked it out before. Tell our listeners how to go tell you.
All right, this is what you do. You can follow me at Sports Keg CEO on Twitter. Go to the Sports Keg YouTube page. We have a live betting show every night. We started 4 months ago. We're up 188 units. We do it at 7 o'clock every night. Check us out. Fightcast tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Jay. These guys are up big. Trust me. I tell them, too. And he likes Lineker. Any way you can get it, knocking them out plus 300 or the decision plus 140. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us, Jay. We'll check in with you for sure down the road.
All right, brother.
Have a good one. When we come back, we make it rain. You know.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with five bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop seating is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Welcome back to Make It Rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez holding you down today on a summer Friday. It's officially a summer Friday, so you can wear white if you want. You can leave your desk after half a day if you want and go hit the links. I officially approve it. You can tell your boss that Dane Martinez of the Fantasy Sports Network said so. And by the way, guys, if you're serious about fantasy football, it is never too early to start preparing for the 2019 season. And Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package. It includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Dave Smatic and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with promo code FNTSY. That's 10% with promo code FNTSY. The NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package only at rotoexperts.com. All right, we only got a couple minutes left in the show, but with that time, we bring in our guy, Matt Bonestell from the Washington Post. He covers soccer, and we've got the ladies, and the knockout stage is set. So we got to find a way to start winning some money off of this. We welcome Matt in now. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us on a Friday morning. How you doing, Matt? Absolutely. All right, so let's get into it here. As we have the knockout stage, the bracket has been set. My first question for you is, we've seen these teams in the group stage already. Are there any teams that, I don't know, based on maybe an injury like Norway, getting a player back like Marta and Brazil, or just the form you've seen from them that have overwhelmed or underwhelmed, are there any guys, or any teams that we see here in the knockout stage that are kind of like, you know, arrow pointing up or arrow pointing down that we need to consider when they hit the knockout stage?
I mean, the one I see, and I sort of pinpointed them before the tournament, is the Netherlands. I mean, they, if you look at their matchup, they got Japan on Tuesday and then either Italy or China. And both, I think both of those games could be winnable if they get past the Japanese on Tuesday. And I mean, this is a team that won't have to play, you know, one of the powers until the semifinals, yeah, sure. and then you know, all bets are off. By then, you know, you get a team into to penalty kicks or stuff like that. You know, you can beat a Germany, you can beat a Sweden, and really make some noise. So the Netherlands, I think, is the team to watch out of that side of the bracket. Going could surprise some people.
Okay, absolutely. And I look right now, the Netherlands are standing at 11-1, still to win it all. They are the fifth choice right now, Matt, between the U.S., France, Germany, who you mentioned, and then England as well, kind of a bigger favorite than the Netherlands. So that is an interesting take. Thanks for that. Let me ask you something also. You mentioned kind of going into extra time, going into penalty kicks, right? And a lot of people know that you could bet the draw, right, in soccer. Mm-hmm. But then sure. I think, wait a second, you're going to go to penalty kicks. How can you bet the draw? And what this means is that this will go to extra time. It's a draw in regulation, that it will go to the extra 30 minutes, that it will go to the knockout stage. So let me ask you, in some of these matchups, you know, we still see, like, oh, for example, England, a big favorite against Cameroon. We think the U.S. will take care of business in the first 90, right? But when I look at games like, oh, I don't know, Sweden, Canada, Italy, you know, Italy, China. I think these are games with maybe some defensive teams that may be just happy to force it to penalty kicks or go to that extra time? Are there any games that you think, Matt, will go past the 90? Because then, you know, like a plus 260 bet is a good look. Do you think any games that are primed to go past 90 minutes in this first round?
I think you mentioned Sweden already, and I think that's a really good one to think about the draw there. Simply just because of their defensive style, they really move back, and you know they would. I think they would love to play a 0-0 game every time and take it to penalty kicks where anything can happen. So, and we saw that at the Olympics when they knocked out the Americans in penalty kicks in the quarterfinals. So, you know, if you had the draw.
Hope Solo called them cowards.
I would call that very smart soccer because they beat the biggest soccer women's soccer power in the world. So that definitely is one team I would think about draws with. You know, thinking of some of the other ones. I mean, yeah, Italy, China. I think even though a draw would be is a good bet in these early knockout round stages. In a bunch of games, just because there are probably some teams that are overmatched and their strategy is just going to be, look, we're just going to muck everything up in the middle of the field and just park the bus in front of the goal and hope they don't score, and then just go to the coin flip that is the penalty kicks. So the strategy could be there for draws early on in the knockout round.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, the old adage in boxing, style makes fight, right? And if you are a team that you think are deficient in talent, the way to go it is to be in that defensive shell, right? Try to, like you said, muck it up a little bit and then take your chances on the value proposition of penalty kicks, right? Like, I think that's a fine strategy for a team that may have less skill.
Right. It's perfect, especially at the Women's World Cup where the talent disparity is so vast. I mean, it's going to be less so in the knockout rounds. But still, you got some teams that probably, you know, are a little lucky to be there. Like Nigeria is a little lucky to be there based on how they got in, and Cameroon, and you know, Spain, which is probably 4 years away from being a really good team. But they got the U.S., and I think any team, you know, you've seen sort of the last two games, the last two U.S. games, their opponents have sort of said, you know, we are just going to clog everything up and make you score, which they can, but they haven't scored 13 again. You know, they're down to 3-2 and whatever it's been. So, you know, when the talent is so disparate, you really are going to see teams sort of do what they do best, which could be just stopping things.
Yeah, I will say this, though. They should have had 6 or 7 against Chile, but that goaltender was standing on her head the entire
standing
game.
Standing on her head, yep. Yeah,
absolutely. So let me ask you this. You know, we talk about the whole narrative before this tournament, Matt, was that, you know, oh my goodness, the U.S. may see France in the quarterfinals, that sort of thing, right? Mm-hmm. But as I look, listen, France has underwhelmed. Brazil just got, like, one of the best players in the world, Marta, back. I'm looking for a live dog. I agree that, you know, these draws are interesting bets. Sweden, Canada, maybe somewhere to look. Are there any dogs that you think are absolutely actually live to advance? And I'm looking at Brazil at plus 700 against a France team that has sort of underwhelmed. And yeah, they're the host country, but maybe that's pressure as well. Do you think that Brazil is a live dog? And if not them, where might we go to see an upset in this round of 16?
Oh, absolutely, Brazil, because, you know, they were really struggling coming into this, and no one was really giving them much of a chance. And now, you know, it's now they're in the knockout round pretty easily, and they look pretty good. So I think you got to think about them. And I haven't seen the odds on Australia, but I'd like to against Norway. I figure Australia is the underdog, but I haven't seen it
right now. Yes, but they're both on the plus side. Okay, so it's not a huge disparity right now. Australia's plus 110. Norway's plus 230. And the draw is plus 250. Am I right that Norway lost one of their best strikers to injury in their last game?
Oh, God, I couldn't remember. I know that their best player, one of the world's best players, just sat out the whole thing because there's a protest. But, I mean, any team, Australia's got probably the best scorer in the whole tournament in Sam Kerr.
Really?
So anytime you're getting plus money with someone who can put up 3 goals in a game, you know, you probably have to think about taking it. So.
All right, that sounds like a good bet to me. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I think that's pretty much what I had to say. Everything else, you know, Brazil, Australia with plus money, I mean, that's those are the two I'm pinpointing right now.
Yeah, thank you. Let's look at the crystal ball a little bit more. It seems like you think France is underwhelming, and it looks like the United States women are putting it on everybody. And we know that's one half of the draw, right? I'm going to be a patriot and say that the United States will be one of those teams on July 7th fighting for the championship. The other side of the bracket, though, Matt, you know, a lot of people like Germany. It sounds like the Netherlands have a big-time offense. You know, the defensive kind of teams of Sweden and Canada, you never know, right? Right. Are we staring, in your opinion, Matt, are we staring at a U.S.-Germany final or something else?
I mean, that's the way it looks right now. You know, the one wild card in there, I think, is Sweden, because if you looked at their lineup for yesterday's game, they did not throw out their strongest lineup because they were already through the knockout round. They had no reason to waste the energy of their best players on a game they probably weren't going to win anyway. And, you know, frankly, it wasn't even all that important. So, you know, now they get Canada, which I think that's something of a toss-up. And then Germany, and by then, again, these knockout rounds, anything can happen. So, you know, Germany, Sweden, maybe something from the top half of that bracket, unless the Netherlands from the bottom can surprise some people.
All right, sounds good. Matt, representing the Washington Post, he's given us Brazil, again, a live dog. Look out for the draw or extra time for Sweden and Canada, and thinks that the Netherlands is rounding into great form. Some insight there as we try to make some money on the knockout stage and beyond. Matt, how can people see your work, man?
Just go to WashingtonPost.com/sports. I'm blogging every day about a whole lot of things right now. Sort of recapping the Wizards horrible NBA draft right now, but after that, it's back to soccer and all sorts of things.
Well, let me ask you about the NBA draft real quick. Now that I got about a minute left with you, you know, I've been on this thing that I don't think Zion translates as well to the 2019 NBA as John Morant, as RJ Barrett. I mean, Zion is a force of nature, but he's 6'6". You know, Matt, I don't think he's going to bang with Al Horford and Draymond Green and Mark Gasol. He's not dominating Boogie Cousins in the paint. Doesn't he have to develop an outside shot a la Blake Griffin?
Yeah, I think he's going to have to tailor his game, and I think he's going to have a coaching staff that's really going to press him to tailor his game to make himself something special, because the separation between NCAA and college and NBA is just vast, even in the ACC. So, there's things that he's going to have to do in the NBA that he hasn't done, didn't do at Duke, and you named a lot of them just because of his height and his size, and you know he's obviously a real big guy. So whether he's going to be able to translate that to the NBA remains to be seen, but I think he has a pretty good shot at it.
No, absolutely deserving number one pick, absolutely dynamic. I'm just saying that the range of outcome include some things people don't really want to discuss. Thanks, Matt, though. We see your work at WashingtonPost.com/sports, and we hope to have you back sometime, all right?
Awesome. Thanks.
All right. There you go. So there's Matt Bonesteel. Check out his work in the Washington Post. Listen, guys, let me tell you something. Both people we had on today think that this Sweden-Canada game can go into extra time. Both guests that we had on today think France is ripe for the picking and that Brazil is a live underdog. And both guys that we had on today, both Matt and Charles, think that we are staring at a United States-Germany final in the World Cup. That'll do it for me. I told you, I like the Dodgers against the Rockies. We're riding Walker Buehler today. And don't forget our guy, Jaden Sportkick, CEO, Mike Slinaker, and Mike's buy knockout at +300. Our guy, Joe, will be back on Monday. Have everybody. Thanks for waiting this weekend. See you guys on Monday afternoon, everybody.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
We go to Craig Mish. Joe and I have been talking about like kind of two main narratives so far this season. And the first is this idea of how the pendulum has swung so far in the 3-2 outcomes. You know what I mean? Like strikeout rate is up, I believe it's up to like 24% across Major League Baseball. The walk rate is also up to like 8 or 9%. The home run rate on fly balls is also absolutely ridiculous these days. When you talk about bat path and launch angle and exit velocity, things of that nature. So my question for you is like, A, is this a trend that's ever going away? And B, then how do you play it almost in fantasy baseball? Does that mean that some stats that were more valuable before are less valuable? Because listen, Craig, you know, 5 years ago, I didn't want Joey Gallo on my team because, yeah, he'd hit 30 home runs, but he'd hit me 210, right? Now it seems like that's just commonplace. So how does the fantasy baseball player adjust to this 3-2 outcomes world that we now live in?
Well, the thought process, Dane, is that the pitching would have been a big priority, especially going into the last few years. But, you know, the problem is that in baseball and just in sports, every year is different, and you really don't know how things are going to change. In football, they're changing some of the rules of pass interference. In the NBA, you're seeing so many points being scored. You got Vegas totals all basically in the 200s. And in baseball, what we're seeing is there's virtually no good pitching, and teams do not keep their starting pitchers in deep into games. And that leads to more runs because bullpen arms are never going to be as good as starting pitching. And so from a fantasy perspective, I think the attack this year was to try and find aces in fantasy. There have been more home runs than there ever have been this year. And so for some people, it's worked out if they've identified the right pitchers. And for others, it hasn't, because simply put, guys like Max Scherzer, and here we are again with Jacob deGrom, two aces in Major League Baseball, both haven't won a lot of games because their teams haven't scored runs for them. So it's not an exact science, but ERAs, whips, and all those things are up across the board. And so you try and do your best going into a season to identify what the future is going to look like. But, you know, unless we have that book from Back to the Future, the Great Sports Almanac. Yeah, there's almost no way to tell what's going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you can get me a flying hoverboard too, Craig, I'd be interested in that as well. You know, I'm looking at – so absolutely, right? The studs are the studs, and they are few and far between these days. I've been talking about on this air that I'm – unless I see the pitcher is, you know, Berrios or Cole, you know, something like that, I'm betting the over. You know what I mean? Because as you mentioned, runs are up about 7% this year. Home runs are up about 15% this year. So you really need – when you see a total that's like 8 – or 7.5, you know, unless it's like Kershaw versus DeGrom, you know, or some of these young studs we're seeing, I'm taking the over. I absolutely agree with you on that. Let me ask you this, you know, as it relates to fantasy also, what about this trend in the opener, Craig? We're seeing so many teams out there run a guy out there for the first inning or so, right, to get through the big part of the lineup for the first time, then hand the ball over to, you know, whether it's a Stanek, whether it's a Yarbrough kind of thing, and then this other guy is pitching innings 2 through 6. A lot of times these guys that are not in lines for quality starts or wins, you know, it kind of warps some of the statistics of fantasy baseball. But in a regular baseball, I understand the strategy, both from keeping the hitters off pace, you know, second, third time through the lineups. I also think for teams like Tampa, it's a financial thing, right? You don't need to spend $15 million on your number 4 starter if you're going to have this opportunity for more kids to get their opportunity.